Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast, my dad Dave's favorite podcast.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, I'm coming to you from the Country Inn & Suites in Owatonna, Minnesota. So, you might hear some refrigerators or furnaces or clanking in the background, and for that I apologize. But, on the road for soccer, so here we go. When I was in high school, I got in a little trouble in English class one day when my teacher was reading a poem. You see, as my grandma Knightsky used to say, I have a pretty hyper heart. So as a result, the idea of sitting still as an old man read poetry just didn't fall in line with me or my interests at the time. My mind always wandered to one of two places in class, either visions of being outside in the sunshine playing sports, or being at the beach on the shores of Lake Michigan. Or in this case, my mind wandered to thinking of something funny to say to my seatmate. So on this particular day, I went with the latter, and when my teacher read this line, two roads diverged in a wood, and I couldn't help but blurt out and finish that sentence, and I said, I turned around and went back home. The class laughed, but I was summarily sent out of the room. Years later, the same line came to me in college, and I read one of the greatest pieces of written word in American literature. And it was this, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Pretty sweet, Robert Frost. That is what I want to talk about today, that other path, and how it got there. So many of us leaders look at our day-to-day responsibilities and move on, but are we ever reflecting upon our footsteps and how we create new paths for the other people to more easily walk upon, lead within, and support the needs of others? So let's look at the guy before the guy, the first or second to walk the path, and reflect upon others' efforts to make our own ability to lead for others possible. So many of us will say that there were others behind great leaders and that they helped them be who they are. Instead, I don't want you to think about the people behind us. I'd like you to think more Buffalo about this. They were actually ahead of us, clearing paths, creating trails, and innovating so that we could take risks and build upon their efforts and work. Do you get it? Seriously, no one truly invents anything. We all iterate off of the work of others and our efforts for others. And while some people have breakthroughs that shift our history, it's only because others have created the conditions that have allowed for that to happen. Think back to the poem. Two roads diverged in a wood, but there were two roads made by and used by others. He didn't say, there were two roads and I decided to make a third. Each of us build off of the work and leadership of others. Some people create great new expanses of roads for us to follow, but they are never alone. They collaborate, they make sacrifices, and they take risks, all so that one day we can get on that road and go a little further, a little faster, and with greater impact. Here is my favorite 20th century example, Vern. He was a pretty traditional man and quite religious. He was a leader and lived in a conservative community. Vern was someone who was highly respected and seen in his community as a leader of others. Vern had a heightened sense of right and wrong, and that sometimes got him into trouble. Vern lived in a middle-class area and was seen as an influential man as well as an intellectual man who was very well-read. He had also had an interesting past. Two of his grandfathers had killed men. One was hanged as a result, and one was in prison. Vern loved to farm and had many passions. He would plow his fields, grow crops, and then influence others. Vern was a road builder in the metaphorical sense. You see, Vern was an African-American pastor in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. He would see injustice and take to the pulpit. He would call out the injustices being put on him by the white traditionists and segregationists in the South. Vern also lived in Alabama, but was from Virginia and had a degree from the University of Chicago. He was fiery, fierce and unforgiving in his assessment of how people were unjustly treated. He was a leader, but he was ahead of his time. He was decades early in his call for African-American communities to come together and impact the economy. He was too early in his criticism of the white establishment in Montgomery, Alabama. He even refused to sit in the back of the bus once, and that was well before Rosa Parks. Reverend Vernon Johns was so passionate about the conflicts between his beliefs and what was happening that he drew attention to his church. Too much attention, and when the KKK started to get involved and a friend of his was murdered, his sermon paved a road. Unfortunately for Reverend Johns, that road took him out of Dexter Avenue Church and forced him to move in a new direction. His reputation as an early leader in the civil rights movement was set in stone, but his church and the members were a little too nervous to keep around a man who was so willing to go down the roads not traveled, to challenge people to see past the easy road and blaze new paths, so much so that they asked him to leave Dexter Avenue Church. But he was the guy before the guy. You see, Reverend Johns was asked to leave when he was 60 years old, and the church members decided to hire a younger man that seemed to be not as radical. This younger man showed up in Alabama in 1954 in his mid-20s and came upon two roads, both made by others. But this young minister looked at the road less traveled, and he paved an interstate that changed the world. That young guy was Martin Luther King, who came after Reverend Vernon Johns, and found himself in a position to pave a road that had been started, and when the time was right, take his church, community, and the whole world to a new level. While we all know MLK, Gandhi, and the likes, we don't always know the guy before the guy, and in this case, his name was Vernon, and he allowed Martin to move quicker and influence more. That is what we need to be thinking about as leaders. What are we doing to make the load lighter for the future, and what are we standing for so that when we are on our journey and it is completed, there is a road behind us that takes people farther than before so that they can be great in their time? Leaders are all too often driven to put the spotlight on themselves. But when you stand in the spotlight, you are static and roads aren't being plowed by people standing still. Instead, when you put the spotlight on yourself, other obstacles grow around you. Grass doesn't grow if you're active, seeds don't sprout, and trees don't emerge from the soil when you are in motion, collaborating with others and creating a culture of movement. So if you're in the spotlight, get out of it. Start moving. In your classroom, office, hospital, or corporate settings, do you create conditions for others to go further than you? How are you preparing the world around you to benefit from your leadership so that others can iterate and create things no one has ever even imagined? Well, let's look at two strategies for you to employ this week. First, write down the names of the five people you spend the most time with outside of your family. Then, next to each name, write down what you believe they could be doing in 10 years. See what's happening here? You have to start to pave the path for them now and by intention. If you care about the success of the people around you and those you serve, you need to map out this road. That is your legacy as a leader. Did you leave the world better than you found it? And more importantly, in a condition that others can grow? You have to look into the future, and now you have to start to act differently. If you are going to be the guy or gal before the guy or gal, you need to be cognizant of what they need so that they can be their own trailblazer. You need to create a plan for them in your mind. Find them opportunities to experience things that they would not otherwise experience and learn as a result of their relationship with you, the leader. These five people should be looked upon by you as an investment into the unknown. You don't know where they are going to go or how they will iterate, but they will if you have the conditions created for them. Students who have teachers that take the long view will have students who do great things. Principals who see leadership in those around them will have leaders who will take it all to the next level. Doctors and professionals will support the futures of others so that they can break new grounds and do great things. The first strategy is to look to the future, but the second strategy is to look back and reflect upon the road that you took. Who was along that path, and what did they do for you? There are so many actions by others that you have not thought about for years, and this week I need you to think about them and have an attitude of gratitude. Who in your life took a flamethrower to the obstacles and created a road for you? Not very much traveled, but a travelable road. Who in your life was positioning you to be a leader, the leader you are, and how have you acted in their example? So when we come upon two roads, we actually do have three choices, like I exclaimed when I was in high school. And in this case, we should walk back and look at and appreciate what has been done for us before we move on to one of those two roads. Because on the review of our journey, we will rediscover the strategies that created the conditions for us to be successful. And that will allow us to pay it forward so that those following us on the journey benefit from the wisdom of everyone we've ever had invest in us. So now, moving forward, remember that when two roads diverge in a wood and you take the one less traveled by, make certain it makes all the difference for those you serve. So let's do some smart thinking. How do you demonstrate gratitude for the people who've come before you? List the five people you are closest to and identify strategies you could employ to support their journey. And last, list three people that made the road for you. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please rate this episode and share it on your social media platform, or even email it to one of the people who was on your journey and thank them. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. This episode will end with one of their new songs from their new album. Make sure to buy that album on their website, iTunes, or create a Well Pennies channel on Spotify. Finally, this episode was inspired by one of my runs when I traveled. This past summer, I was running in Washington, D.C. and decided to stop at the MLK Memorial. As I stood in the shadow of the sculpture, I couldn't help but think about all the people that made him, him. I thought of his family, his teachers, his neighbors, his friends, his girlfriends, his wife and children, his colleagues, the members of his church, all the men and women who marched with him. I thought about all the people that created the conditions for his legacy and place in history, and especially the sculpture I was standing in front of. No one gets to the top of the mountain in history by themselves. So this week, collaborate with and for others. Be Buffalo and lead people into the storm and find the road that looks covered in weeds, needs tending, and potentially has a dead end. And then Buffalo through it so that the people you serve have a road that they can do the same. This week, charge forward and be the guy or gal before the guy or gal.
In mine.